This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline: public comments due about WIP and Triassic Park hazardous waste permits. The Hazardous Waste Bureau of the New Mexico Environment Department has released documents for public review and comment about the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIP and the yet-to-be-built Triassic Park Waste Disposal Facility, both located in southeastern New Mexico. CCNS and our colleagues have prepared sample public comments for you to use and are available at nuclearactive.org. Simply download, fill in the yellow areas, modify, copy and paste into an email, and hit send. The first document is about the DOE's proposed modifications to the WIP permit to update the contingency plan following the truck fire and explosion in February 2014 and reduce the amount of ventilation flow currently required when workers are emplacing waste in the mine. DOE is proposing to reduce the ventilation flow to below 35,000 standard cubic feet per minute, which is the minimum amount established to protect workers from exposure to volatile organic compounds, VOCs, found in the waste drums. DOE says the modification is necessary in order to reopen WIP by the end of the year. DOE says that they need the quote-unquote flexibility to reduce the flow so that they would not have to suspend waste disposal operations if the VOC levels rise above established levels. Workers then would have to work in personal protective equipment with respirators once the ventilation flow is reduced. Comments are due by 5 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time on Monday, August 8th. The second document is a draft permit for the construction and operation of a 35-acre landfill at the Triassic Park Hazardous Waste Facility located on 480 acres of privately owned land between Roswell and Tatum in Chavez County, south of Highway 380. Gandy Marley, Inc. is the owner of Triassic Park. In 2002, they received a hazardous waste permit from the Environment Department for not only the landfill, but for facilities for storage and treatment of waste. Although the facility was not built, they are now proposing to build a 553,200 cubic yard landfill for U.S. generated waste, waste generated in foreign countries, and waste generated on site for disposal. Following the public hearing in 2001, the community participants filed a complaint with the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, Office of Civil Rights, alleging discrimination in the Environment Department's permit proceedings. EPA has yet to make a determination. Last summer, the community participants, four other non-governmental organizations and one individual, filed a lawsuit against EPA to get action on their long-standing discrimination complaints. For more information, please visit sacredtrustnm.org. Comments are due by 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Sunday, August 14th. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to download the sample public comments, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.